Hey everybody, I hope everybody's doing good. Yes, I'm feeling a little bit better today. I have not been feeling good. I've been under the weather the past 2 days. I could not fly. I actually had a trip to go on the 20th, but I did not get a chance to go on that trip. I had to call in sick, which I don't do that often. Like, what even is that? Calling in sick, okay? Like, who does that? Only humans, only us. You know, every once in a while, I will get sick. I must say that God has blessed me with a really good immune system to where I don't get sick that often. But when I do, it's usually around the spring, summertime, and that's when I catch it like once or whatever. And then once it's gone, it's gone. But yeah, the Lord's been blessing me really to just, I keep my health up and been doing very good. And I hope you guys are doing well also. I'm praying for you all, pray for the nation, pray for your well-being and that God keeps you and that you stay strong in the Lord. And I pray to God that He continues to bless you each and every morning you wake up. Because you need this day. You need this day to understand why you're here. You're connected to somebody else. You're connected to help someone. You're connected to bless someone, speak a word of life into somebody. You are here for a reason. And if you don't get an opportunity and you don't find your chance in doing it today, maybe tomorrow, if God blesses you to see the next day, He's got somebody else connected to your life. And eventually you'll get to them. You just have to just keep living and looking up every day, okay? Of course, I've been going through little different things, also, because in this human life we will have problems, but Jesus has overcome it all, and all these things. My friend and I were talking about this, and she goes through her issues. She's go through problems herself, but also she had to remind me, we will have trouble here. Okay, so don't ever underestimate your day. You don't know what will happen. You don't know what's gonna pop up. You don't know how your day is gonna be. But we will have trouble here. And if you do happen to experience that day, and that day is your day of trouble, it might be a little, it might be a lot. But if it does, look up and continue on. Ask God for the power to get through it. And once you get through that day, and once you continue to look at Jesus on the water, you got to walk on water on that day, okay? You have to. This is the day God has called me out to the water. And so I'm going to look forward to getting out of this boat and standing on the water, not being afraid to get on the water because Jesus has called me to Him. That means if it's shaky around you, there's a storm around you, walk on the water and but still see Him. You have to focus on Him. That way you stay up. Once you get to Him, He'll grab your hand, huh, and pick you up. And even if you shall, slip, you look down or you look around at the waves, His hand's right there. He's gonna pick you right up, but you gotta focus on Him. And every day I see trouble or there's things around me that feels like, oh, I don't know if I'll be able to do it today, or I don't have the strength to do it today. Guess what? I start focusing on Jesus and I start seeing Him in the water. I see Him standing on the water, walking on it. And while He's walking and He's holding His hand out to me, telling me, beckoning me to come to Him, come to me, stay, keep your eyes on me. Don't look left or right. Don't look down. Look at me. Just look here, right here. Focus in this square. Look at me, okay? And once you do that, I promise you, once that, if this circles in your mind every time you have trouble, please remember that Jesus is saying to you today, okay? Look at me. Don't look anywhere else, okay? And that's the most important thing. We have to know that our eyes have to stay focused. And so there's just issues, that's been going on left and right. And but I try not to go into deep on that because we already have our own troubles. We don't need the troubles of what's going on out there outside of us that we don't have any that don't that's none of our business. The news, the struggles of politics, the who did this over there in this city and what happened in here. Focus on your own. Today, your life is right here, right within yourself. Don't focus on that, because that's more stress that I don't want to take on myself and my head and overthink about. I don't want that. So I don't want you all to focus on things that you are going to overthink about. Stop looking at the news and conversing with your parents or your friends or whoever about the news and what's happening there. That's none of my business. What's my business is how whatever will affect me at this time on this day, how can I conquer it today? And how can I get over it today? First, I'm going to go to a word of God that will take anxiety and stress off of my heart and my head. And I'm going to read that scripture until it penetrates my soul. And once it does, I'm going to live off of that to get by. So I'll know that today is going to be a great day and you're going to speak life into yourself. That's what I want you to do. Sorry, I have to get some water. I'm stay hydrated. I am leaving tonight. To go to Phoenix so I can head out to Honolulu tomorrow. So I will be in Honolulu, Hawaii on Saturday, and I'm going to be enjoying my time there. I hope you guys are there. Anybody's going to Hawaii, you know, send me an email. Let me know you're there. You know, you can send it to chosenroyalty@gmail.com. I will check it out. If you are in Honolulu, hit me up. But stay focused. Stay focused on what you're here to do. Stay focused on what God has got you here to do. I don't know what your motive is today, and I don't know what your test may be today. I don't know who God has placed in your life on today to bless, or whatever thing that you've got going on. I want you to concentrate on just that. I want you to concentrate mostly on having the faith to pick yourself up out of whatever it is that you're facing. And don't be depressed and don't struggle. It's not for us to do all that, okay? Because then you're going to forget who you are. You have the Holy Spirit living within you, so why struggle? Okay? There's going to be things that will be sent to you to probably confuse you and make you think that you have to struggle, but you don't have to struggle for anything. You're a child of God. You have everything you need. Everything you need. And that's all I have to say about that. And, I'm going to go ahead and go. I'm going to go ahead and cut it short. It won't be too long today. I am kind of trying to curl my hair. I wanted some pretty wand curls today for Hawaii. So I'm going to try to curl it up here without burning myself. And I hope you guys are doing well. You know, I hope you guys are being blessed, and I hope you're having a really, really great time in the Lord. God bless you. God keep you. Be the salt, light of the earth. Season well, and continue having faith. That's what our walk is about, right? I love you guys. I'll see you on the next podcast. It's just checking in today, and I just wanted to speak life into you. So God bless. Bye, guys.
Hey, this is Chosen Royalty. I'm coming again to you guys to tell you, God bless you. God be with you. Be at peace in all your days. I love you so much. Be the salt and light of the earth. Season well. I love you. Praise God. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Shalom, everyone.